sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Big night at the Zoll house tonight.
Huge
night over there.
You know what color her dress is?
Prom night.
Midnight blue.
Now, you haven't answered my question. You haven't answered my damn question.
What's that? I was a typo. It's 36. Not 37.
Oh, now you have.
Yeah.
Zoll got the house ready, got all the landscaping done.
Looks nice.
He's working his...
A lot of work.
Butt 30, off in the yard yesterday and then texted, said he had 37 kids coming to the house for prom. And I said, 37? Who is going without a date or who has two dates?
Maybe one dude swung two dates.
That was a legitimate question.
Yep. It's a good question.
It was 36. Was the number.
Yeah. Tom had a good theory on that.
What was it?
So his daughter's date was going to be kicked out. There's the odd number.
Bingo.
So his daughter's date was never going to make it to the prom.
Haven't even met the kid yet.
Can you believe that? He's never met him.
Are they
never
dating? Met him.
No. That's not going to be awkward at all. Let's
just get back to sports.
that's not going to be awkward at all.
I'm not doing this.
Zoe, who never wants to talk about
that's
sports.
Private life.
Zoe never wants to talk about sports.
Co-host of sports show.
Now he wants to talk sports. All right.
Sports talk show host.
I'm only talking about it because every break today, Zoe has talked about it.
Yeah, but that's during a break.
Okay. That's like private. All right.
Yeah.
We'll lay off.
Yeah, man, there's not a lay on.
Just saying it's a big night.
Right.
Let me ask you just something kind of overall.
No,
just overall. Yeah.
Right.
This overall. Is overall.
Yeah.
In general.
Because back in our day, it would be unthinkable to like go to the prom with somebody you weren't already dating. Like, very few people went to the prom with somebody that they weren't already
dating. You're usually an item. I agree with that. Right.
In a relationship.
These kids nowadays all go as friends.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Are kids still dating? Like, you had a girlfriend in high school, right?
Not really. Yeah, kind of.
Did you go to the prom with her?
It was an ex-girlfriend, yeah. Kind of, yeah. We just, like, went to go. Like, I didn't even want to go to prom. Like, prom, it was like ice castles was the theme. It was so stupid.
But are kids dating these days?
I don't think they're dating.
Just,
I think you'll have some,
like stay at home
kids,
and like go online and like.
Yeah, because you know she hangs out like a ton of
free, it's the age ton of free love.
Like girls hang out together now. It's just like I don't know. Not that they didn't hang out back in the day, but it seems like you had a ton of kids dating in high school. That's
not
right.
Not your daughter,
right?
But do girls of high school age seniors like do they ever go to the movies with like a boy?
I don't think so.
Wow,
promiscuous times.
Yeah, remember like let's go see Top Gun. Share a bucket of popcorn.
Or even with, like, another couple.
It's a good question,
like,
yeah. No.
What about the intern? He's, like, 12. He would know.
Yeah. How long you been out of high school?
How long you been out of high school?
When did you graduate high school, intern?
I want to ask
him
10.
2 years ago. He would know. You're close enough.
Unbelievable. What high school?
This isn't about you anymore, Zoe. This is about in general. This is no longer about you. So this is acceptable conversation
right
now.
Great conversation. Good.
On the microphone.
On the microphone, you jackass.
He loves
radio.
Honestly,
he's been on air more in one week than any intern has in their career.
We typically get interns that have some experience at a radio station before they walk into this radio station.
This is a typical millennial, just doesn't care about it.
You are letting down UMass right now by coming in here and not talking on a microphone. You work at a radio station when you go to school. Do you not?
I'm going to call
him. How many times have you been on air?
Tons.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. That's all. That's my only
unacceptable.
Point. Unacceptable is right.
Was he in high school?
You're letting us all
Silver
down.
Silver Lake High School.
Silver Lake. That's where Jason, right? The killer.
What? Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
Okay, you're fine. So you better.
Tommy Curran went to Silver Lake, too.
Oh, wow.
So
is that Lakeville?
What year did you graduate?
It's a regional 2016. High school.
Regional, a lot regional. Of different towns.
Okay. Yeah. So graduated 2 years ago. When you were in high school, did you
date?
Did you have a girlfriend in high school?
I never had a formal girlfriend in high school, no.
Did a lot of people have that?
Yeah, it was pretty common.
For guys to have girlfriends
probably,
in high school.
Probably, honestly, more common than not.
Okay.
Like, it was kind of rare for me to go the whole four without having a girlfriend.
Okay.
It was weird.
Okay. So, I don't think it's all that weird. So, did your friends...
That's just 3 minutes of my life back.
Dating guys or girls, I don't care.
It's important,
so. Did they, like, go out? Did they leave their homes and, like,
go
do things? With their
pitch and putt?
A lot more chilling. As in chilling. Not doing chilling. Stuff, but chilling.
Chilling.
Netflix and chill.
Oh, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not agreeing.
This kid bugs me so much.
Just get a movie on demand and...
Topper.
Right. Is that what it was?
Yeah, we just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Not as many go out and chilling. Do stuff.
I know what Netflix and chill means.
Yeah. It's pretty common.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, someone's at my door.
Oh.
I would have been out of here so fast.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Thanks. Good job.
Good info, though. Good
Anything
info.
Else?
No, I think that's it.
How many championships does Michael Jordan have?
Six.
Good for him.
That's good.
I'm good at sports stuff. Not the radio stuff.
So, okay. So you're
sorry, WMU.
Use the microphone.
That's why you're an intern.
Use the microphone.
I know.
That's all we ask.
I like both our interns this summer. I'm going to learn. You know what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to put on my list of things to do to learn
Peter
to learn his name by the end of the month.
I yell at you because I like you. I yell at you because I like you.
Is it Colin?
Yeah.
I know Peter.
He's real fidgety. This kid's fidgety.
I like him, though.
By the end of the summer, we got to get this one, you know.
Line him up straight.
Late?
Yeah.
Break
well,
him
that
in.
Too. But
we're going to break you in, boy. Okay?
Well, not like that.
Focused. Focused. Oh. That's what we need.
I want George to come back. George always had nice gifts.
Yes, he did. And he always smelled nice. Always smelled nice.
Cheap cologne. Mm.
617-779-0985. I had a tweet that was directed to me.
Oh,
not,
you did?
Not directed to me, but someone...
I actually had a couple emails.
Sent me a screenshot of a tweet.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed this, but the Patriots put out this tweet last night at 7:36, and it's a graphic of Dante Hightower on their Twitter account. And it says, I plan on being out there for everything. And they put the for everything in huge letters and in red.
Jesus.
Is that the slogan this year?
That's all they did was put a picture of him, like in a graphic, with this quote. And the only part of the quote they pulled was, I plan on being out there for everything. They enlarged the font and made it a different color on for everything. And just put a hashtag Boomtower and tweeted it out. What's up with that?
That's direct.
One more.
They do, for everything, they already won 5. I'd consider that taking a little bit of a shot. They edit everything. They know what gets put out. If they want something out there, it's not to be talked about.
The question was, are you going to be ready for week 1? You know, and I think it was a health-related question. Well, I'm going to be out there for everything. But I don't think he's taking a shot, is
no,
he?
No, not him.
He's not taking
a shot. That, I'm saying whoever put the headline
whoever is framing it that way
that.
With no context, because you would not know what the question was based on the Patriots tweet at 7:36 last night. You see that?
Wow. Is it still up? Or did they take that down? It's got to be still up, right?
Just feels...
Are we reading too much into it? Because
I don't know.
It's like red and blue font. They're using all the team colors.
I don't think you're reading too much into it. It's still there. I plan on being out there for everything. With no context about what the question was. It was not a video.
Damn, Brady.
They're posting videos all day long in the interviews.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a video. You know, their next tweet was a Jordan Matthews interview where they interviewed him, and it's a video of the interview. The tweet before it was a video of Devin McCourty's interview on the field. Why did they decide to pull that quote and make it a graphic and put for everything in all red?
It's a good question.
Is it a shot at the quarterback over there in the social media department?
He's the only quarterback in the league, not in attendance.
Only one not there. 617-779-0985, but he was working out in the Patriots bubble recently. With who? We'll tell you next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You get the movie soundtracks, you like a movie? And I used to do this way back in the day when the movie came out.
Yeah.
Got the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And I used to work out to it.
Now I had the time of my life.
Yes!
Oh. So I never felt like this before.
This stuff you listen to before game.
I swear it's a truth.
Oh, yeah.
And I owe it all to you.
Because I
smelling salt, smack your head into the locker, put this on. I'd say that.
That was edited. That was edited.
Yeah, it made me look bad. Hey! That's right.
That's edited.
Yeah.
This is what Zoe would put on to work out the offseason.
I swear to God, I used to listen to it.
Scott Pioli, former director of player personnel for the Patriots, once revealed that Brady would head to the bubble in the offseason and work out to Elton John.
With bands.
That's how that came up earlier. But here's why we're talking about it today. According to Mike Giardi, NBC Sports Boston, he had a tweet early this morning, and it read like this. Guess who's been a semi-regular showing up at Gillette and working out in the bubble? Tom Brady. Who's he working out with in those throwing sessions? Julian Edelman. Yet still no OTAs. No OTAs for Brady. Yet he's in the facility, in the building, in Patriot Place, in the team's field house, as it's now called. And he's there throwing to one guy and one guy only, and it's Julian Edelman, who we know they have a good personal relationship. They're boys. But he's willing to come in and do that work and choose to do that work and choose to go to TB12 and work out with Alex and work out with Gronk, who also has not yet shown up. And he's doing it right in front of their face. So for all the talk of the trips to Monaco or the goodwill ambassador on behalf of Best Buddies to go to Qatar and the family time that was discussed in Tom versus Time, Tom Brady's been in Foxborough and he's been working out. He's just choosing not to do his workouts with his team.
I'd feel better if Julian would get in a car and go work out with Tom in Brookline. Or they would throw BC
off campus.
The
so
fact
to speak.
He gets in his car and drives 45 minutes to throw in the bubble next to where his team has been practicing.
So do you think Belichick would let him pop in and pop out? Or does Belichick mandate, if you're going to be in, you're in. If you're out, you're out?
I don't know. Because it's like, I'm trying to see, like, this puts guys like McCourty in a tough spot. Because I just asked you, like, who were all the captains last year trying to go through it?
Can I ask a question?
Because McCourty's there to do
that. Go ahead. What's the benefit of Bill telling Brady don't show up and don't throw?
There's no benefit
to the team in that.
That changes the storyline completely, though, doesn't it? If Brady says, listen, I can be here, but I can't be here for all the dates. If Bill says, no way that discussion ever happened.
No way.
Okay.
I think Brady told them I'll be there for the mandatory stuff. And Bill probably said, okay, I can't make you do it. But I mean, McCourty, you know what I mean? You've been here for 6-7 years. And you've seen Brady attack it the way, and that's sort of laid the groundwork for McCourty and why he's a great leader, because Tom does this, and I'm going to do it for the defense.
Sure.
Now all of a sudden, I'm left holding it all. Like, what does McCourty think? I told you this the other day. What are all the new guys, these young guys, these rookies, like, wow, we're here. I'm a Patriot. I'm competing to get on a team. I haven't even seen Brady yet. Somebody told me inside that they haven't seen him at all. And it's somebody that should see him every day. Hasn't seen him at all. Like, that's odd. Haven't seen him since the Super Bowl. That's a guy that's here every day. I mean, this isn't consistent that he's going down there 4 or 5 times a week. I think he's popped in and out.
Yeah, it's sporadic.
Yeah, it's sporadic.
It sounds sporadic. By the way, this tweet from Mike Giardi has been backed up by not only Scott Solak, but also Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. So this has been happening. I don't think there's any question about whether or not this is real. It's real. It's been going on. As I said earlier, it puts Julian Edelman in a weird spot. Like, yeah, I'll go work out. I need the extra work. Do you think there's ever a conversation between those two guys about when Brady's coming back?
Could you imagine if Edelman aggravated his injury working out with Brady? I mean, this is a guy coming off an ACL. I mean, there's all kind of things. I mean, you could his injury was non-contact in Detroit.
That explains why they're in the bubble and not somewhere out in the field.
They don't want anybody seeing him. Brady doesn't want any pictures.
No, because if he gets hurt on the team facility, it's different than getting hurt on a random field out in Brookline.
Oh, you've got a point there, right?
Yes.
That's a very interesting point.
Liability.
That's right, because if you are there throwing with your quarterback, that's happened in preparation for the team. If you do it off-site, so to speak, you'd be NFI'd, right? You could be in a different category. Oh, that's a hell of a thought, Jim.
So there you go. That's another thing to think about.
617-779-0985. And then put that with that tweet from the Patriots Twitter account for everything. Jeff is in the car on that. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
I just wanted to say, I know the logistics don't work out in this situation, but if you were to take Tom Brady's situation of missing OTAs, deliberately practicing across the field in any other team situation in the NFL, isn't that kind of behavior indicative of somebody who wants to be traded? I mean, I know Tom Brady, I mean, it goes against the argument, but think about it for any other team that if a QB had this type of behavior, I think everybody else in sports media would, the first thing they would indicate was, hey, this guy doesn't want to be here anymore. I'll take my comments up.
Well, at the very least, it indicates the player's unhappy. And most unhappy players that are of a star level, like Tom Brady, may say at some point, I want to go elsewhere. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, unhappy players are the ones that demand trades. That's why you sort of link that together. I don't think that's where we're at, though.
No.
You think Brady wants to leave?
No.
No, I don't think he wants to leave.
I don't. I think he wants to finish a Patriot. I'm looking here at that, and I'm just looking at little things. Team website and that, and there's their banner at the top. It's McCourty, Brady, and Edelman.
And I think this coming week, next week, Brady's going to show up.
Yep.
He's going to be there, and he will no longer have a decision that is within the legal.
And some of the people I talk to, they say they're doing things. Not concerned. He's going to show up, and we're going to be fine. You know? All systems go.
Peter
it's a bit odd. It is odd.
It is definitely odd.
It's
Peter's
odd.
In Maine. Peter. Hey, Peter, you there? Maine. You can never count on Maine when they're on the board. You can never just rely on them to be there.
No cell towers, right?
No, I don't know if it's that.
Tractor?
No. I just think it's a more laid-back style of life up there. I'm sorry. I was busy doing something.
Mooseport.
Yeah. Thank you. Mooseport.
Let's go to hardware store.
It's Mooseport.
Put it on the account.
It's just big old Mooseport. Ken is in the car. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, just a real quick thought. Do you remember when Malcolm Butler, a couple years ago, the day that he missed OTAs?
Yeah, he flew in late. I talked about this a week ago. I talked about it. Yep.
And then they held him out the whole rest of the time. I mean,
no,
Brady should be there.
He got benched for like 2 weeks.
Missed a day, and they were just like, you know what? You can't come to any of it. It seems like that's what happened with Butler.
Yeah, that was one of the odd Butler stories. And, you know, when you try and put this whole thing together with Butler, and he's saying, you know, boy, there's a history there. And Bill said, I don't have enough time to sit down and tell you the whole deal. That's right. He missed a flight to come back for the OTAs, and they sat him down for 2 weeks. Like, you didn't see him at anything. I mean, everybody's different, though.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about... I don't think he's talking about the miss...
He's saying sit Brady down.
No, there was a year when he did not show up for an OTA. Not getting there late. He didn't show.
I thought he missed a flight.
2016. Go back to two years ago.
I thought he missed a flight. He came in late. Or he came in the next day. Bill said he was supposed to be here last night. Should have come back 2 days earlier.
Oh, I have to figure out.
Butler, you took...
No, 2015, he missed the flight. 2016, he did not show for an OTA.
I didn't know that.
And then when minicamp rolled around and it was mandatory, he told everyone, it was a misunderstanding. He sort of brushed it off when he didn't show for an OTA. So you're confusing the years.
Okay.
2015 is when he showed up for OTAs, missing a flight. That was 2015 offseason. Those are two separate things.
Yeah.
He missed a flight due to weather in May of 2015. the first practice of OTAs, and then he was held off the practice field for 3 weeks.
Look at how we were. Look at how we were so conditioned.
And those were optional. Those were not mandatory.
But they were held with such high regard at that time. And that's when Brady had clips, even going back to the Hernandez stuff about how important the OTAs are. Like, those were like mandatory throwing sessions. And now we're just supposed to brush them off as that. And this is my point with the whole presentation of it from the team's aspect. Do you ever remember?
Go to Bill's comment about stressing voluntary. Why'd you bench a guy for 3 weeks back in 2015, Bill?
My head spun around like The Exorcist. Nothing's voluntary when you play.
617-779-0985. More of your calls are coming up on this. I know you want to get on this story because the drama with the Patriots seems never ending at this point. NBA Finals as well. Dustin Pedroia's knee injury is going to be a real problem going forward. And oh, by the way, Hanley Ramirez has officially been released by the Red Sox. He cleared waivers. He's now on the open market for another team to sign him. Today's takeaways and fake promos at 150. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Astros go again tonight after the Sox took the 4-2 loss last night. Drew Pomerantz on the losing end. Chris Sale will get his start tonight. For the Golden State Warriors, it was a 124-114 win in overtime, game one of the NBA Finals. LeBron James thought he drew a charge late in the game. Then the officials went to review it. Did you think they were maybe going to overturn that?
We were told that they were reviewing if I had my feet outside the line, and when I knew that, I was like, okay, that's going to be our ball. I knew I was outside the charge line, so that's what the communication was to us. And we were over on the sideline drawing up a play, you know, to try to execute, try to go up a couple possessions.
Well, they called the blocking foul on LeBron. Game two tomorrow? No, Sunday. They're going to take an extra day before they play game two in Oakland. Stanley Cup final game three tomorrow in Washington, D.C. The series is tied at one between the Capitals and Vegas Golden Knights. Headlines are brought to you by Kiel Vodka. Graduate to Kiel Vodka, the first premium light spirit. Go out at night, be on your game in the morning. Kiel Vodka, stay balanced. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Peter's in Jamaica playing on the Patriots. Hi, Peter.
Guys, how you doing? Everyone's talking about Alex Guerrero, but if you go back, right after the Super Bowl, 99% of your callers and almost all the hosts said that Bill Belichick blew the game by not playing Malcolm Butler. And I think Tom Brady says, Jesus, I mean, I threw for 500, over 500 yards. You know, and you didn't play our, you know, second best defensive back. You cost me the Super Bowl, dude. That's what I think.
So does that make him right to not show up?
I just think that's one of, you know, multiple reasons. Like, he's got to be pissed about that. I'm still pissed about it, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I think, I mean, he threw 500 yards. He should have.
I think it was the number one thing heading into the offseason of points of concern that may have led to multiple things. This could be going back to early in the year when Gronkowski wanted to get treated a certain way. You know, he had issues. This goes all the way back to camp. It was a long year for them. And at the end, they felt, you know, we as players offensively probably feel we did enough. Hey, he did fumble too. Strip sack. Brady was the one that fumbled. As good as he was in that game. I mean, it's not just all about Butler, but I think...
No, but my point is...
It's the icing on a cake,
let's assume that's it, right? And that's not the only reason.
Right.
But let's say it factors
in. Could be money, too.
When does that then cross the line? When do you have to show up? I mean, he's not helping the team at this point. He's not really hurting...
He's not missing install. The only thing you're missing is the rhythm with new guys.
Yeah, which is important.
Which is camaraderie and character, too, of the locker room, the environment.
Barry's in Newton. What do you got for us, Barry?
Hey, what's up, Zo? How you
hey,
doing?
Barry.
I wanted to first give a shout-out to a couple of your boys. Schultze, great guy.
All right.
Barry Siegel from Mr. Sid.
There you go.
Super guy.
This is it's a hell of a day.
Wow.
For shout-outs.
And wish Zoe the best in his next endeavor.
Yeah. So the reason I'm calling, I was listening a little while ago, you asking about the kids date anymore, and I got a couple of teens. I'm a single dad. And then I heard your intern say, yeah, we chill. And I'm like, what does that mean when my kid said that? So here you go. They like Fortnite better than girls. That's my take on it.
They're nerds. Okay,
my kids have girlfriends, and they still, it's Fortnite.
I believe
Fortnite,
it.
Fortnite, video games.
They're like David Price.
And social media. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually asked my kid about David Price and the carpal tunnel. He says, Dad, I don't use my wrist. I don't know what he's talking about, and I play 8 hours a day. But there you go. That's what the kids are doing.
All right.
Your girlfriends come over, and they watch, and they play Fortnite. So no malls, no movies, no lunches. That's what it is.
Yeah, the mall's not really a thing anymore, is it?
Nope.
That used to be the only thing.
Yeah, you think about it. What are we going to do? Go walk around the mall and hold hands. Friday night.
Times have changed, though.
Let's go hit Gloria Jean's up. The coffee place in the mall. Remember those places?
Peter's in Maine again. Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, so much better.
There we go.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, you know, where does Guerrero factor into Brady not showing up for OTAs? Like, obviously Brady is win first, do what I can do for the team. And I think, you know, maybe he thinks, I need Guerrero in order to put myself in that position. And so by not showing up for OTAs, you know, Bill not wanting Guerrero there, that's the reason. You know, the reason that Brady's not showing up is because Guerrero can't be there, so maybe using that as leverage to add something to a contract that allows Guerrero to be on the sideline or be with the team.
I don't know that he's going to get granted that, though. I mean, he can hold out all he wants of OTAs.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think he's going to do anything beyond this.
I think Tom even knows that, too. Like, you're not getting him back once Bill went there. And if you're going to go there, then I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't think he's trying to pull one over on Bill, meaning, you know what? I'm holding out until you put Alex back on the sideline. That makes Bill look bad, putting him back out there. Like, you made a decision to move him. Now you're putting him back. It doesn't make any sense. Tom knows he can't get him back.
Zach is in Worcester. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to say, I don't like this whole Brady holding out thing. You know, it's a team first guy here to win. I think it's going to mess everything up in the locker room. You know, not everyone's going to love everything that your coach does. You kind of just got to suck it up. You know, Brady did what he could in the Super Bowl. He can't hold his head over anything else.
Wow, that was a quick exit. Okay. Very good.
It's like caller's delight.
He's right, though. I mean, you could be mad about it. I don't have any issue with it. If he's mad, be mad.
See, he's not missing install. It's his offense. It's not like, oh, God, we put in these new plays I missed.
Listen, would the team be better if he were there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Simple.
You have great leadership there. He's a great leader. Guy's been captain since 2002, right? Yeah, he looked that up. It'll be interesting if he's an elected captain or not. I know you don't think it's a big deal, but I think it's a big deal.
He's been a captain since 2002.
Got Patriot
of
the
week. He's going to get Patriot captaincy again this year.
Watch him not get captaincy. Watch him not be a captain, but he'll get Patriot
of the
week.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It will be a story if he's not a captain.
It'll be a huge story.
Because I've always believed that the captains are not actually voted on. That there is influence from the coaching staff as to who's actually getting the captaincy.
I'm with you on that.
I don't believe it's, oh, everyone write down their names on the ballot and we'll tally them
we've
up in the other room.
We've had captains before.
Please.
Like, did you vote for them?
I think the coaches take those ballots and throw them in the trash and then put down who they want. Was everyone voting for Bruce Armstrong back in the day, Zoe?
They did out of fear, if they did, yes. And I think the coach put them on out of fear.
Hugh in Providence. Hugh.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
I couldn't disagree more with this whole Brady thing. With all the drama, I think it's mostly the media. I see no upside at all for him to be attending these. I mean, he's been here 18 years. He's proven that, obviously, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, and no one's better at preparing themselves mentally and physically for a season. And if he feels at this point, the best thing for him and the team is for him to go do his own thing, but he comes to mandatories mentally and physically prepared like he typically is, then I think the team and everyone else should be willing to allow him to make the adjustments. And I honestly think that that is what's going on. They're saying, sure, you know, hey, as long as you come to mandatories and you're ready to take command of your team and your troops and do what you need to do to get yourself prepared. And that's how I would see it, and that's how I would feel if I was a coach, and I would accept it.
Do you think he feels that way? The coach feels that way?
Well, you know, he's a bit of a narcissist. But I think at this point,
who Doom? Now he's a narcissist for wanting Brady and wanting his players to show up for OTAs. Come on. That feels like a, he said, honestly, that feels like a dishonest take.
I think Bill knows when he's coming, though. Like, I don't think Bill goes into the building thinking, boy, we just got done with phase one. I wonder if Tom will be here for phase two. Josh, tell me if you see him. I think it's been outlined for him. Not that Brady has to outline it for him, but you got to communicate a little bit. You're a starting quarterback. Can't just not show and not say a word. That's where I think there would be a problem. I think Bill totally understands when he's coming back and gave him the blessing on it.
The blessing.
The blessing. Right. Right.
The blessing.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Should have some good ones.
I hope we do.
Good ones, Jim.
How many do we have?
Yeah, nice.
How many?
We have nine.
We have nine.
We have nine every week.
Very full segment. So we will get to those nine fake promos on Zolak and Bertrand coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. The Awaken180WeightLoss.com, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Fake promo Friday. This Friday, we've got fake promos. Got nine of them. You guys done playing a little pitch and catch? A little pitch and hit?
We just like to have a little fun.
I've never been hit in the head twice before.
Hit in the head twice
in the same BP
minutes.
Session.
It's funny, huh, Lanny?
Arnie and I like to bat around little pieces of paper around the studio.
Yeah.
Two of those pieces of paper, and so square in the head.
It was all fun until it cost me lunch today. And that wasn't as much fun.
Yep.
We have Billy Lanny to thank for that. But you know what? That's all in the past.
Sure
Let's
is.
Let's move on to the future, which is Fake Promo Friday. What do we got, Jim?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, the dogs in the Lowe's and Home Depot, that's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm. Robot umpires, Doug and Webster, your thoughts.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's not a weird conversation.
We're heading the summer here.
Yeah.
Dogs at Lowe's and robot umpires.
I saw a very rather large dog at Lowe's last Sunday. And the dog was not near a child who was probably 50 feet away, but the kid was freaking out. And I'm like, just take the dog and go in the other direction. This kid obviously is afraid of dogs. Like, just, can you go the other way?
See, Cassius Marsh would say, move your kid.
Oh, so, I'm like,
see, there,
just be considerate. You can clearly see there's a kid freaking out over a dog.
Can we also, and just another possibility, leave the dog at home? Leave the dog in the car.
That's the first correct answer.
The dog loves going for rides.
I'm just saying, listen, you've already passed that line of bringing the dog to the store. Can you at least be considerate of a kid?
I love this.
Adults, I don't really mind so much.
Yeah, look at the dog. Your dog's so happy. He loves going for rides. He loves doing this. How do you know that? Does he tell you that?
Yeah, he loves the Home Depot. Why? How do you know?
I would say dogs would like it just because they're with their people. Dogs would rather be with their people probably more than anything else.
Just like being out, you know? Just, who doesn't?
All right. Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Who is that?
Dave Gosher.
Dave Gosher.
Doing That's JFK. A
great JFK.
That's pretty good. I can do that.
No, you can't.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change.
Zolak and Bertrand.
And he had that entire thing memorized, which is crazy.
It's amazing.
Which is crazy, but it was... It's not like it was a really bad JFK impression. It was no impression.
He didn't alter the voice.
It was just Dan Shaughnessy.
Every once in a while, he would do a word.
Why don't you do one of these type of voices here? You know, like, just move your voice a little.
But for a change. Now, I mean, even that.
So you change your voice.
He also rushed it. He was going too fast.
He's very excited.
He was nervous. That's why it didn't go over very well.
He was nervous.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Because you just never know. But
I can't.
I think he's wearing stirrups. He's wearing stirrups.
Full uniform, man. Just walk by. Get a picture, though.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Is that how we sounded down there that day?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not great.
So there was multiple people walking around in full uniform at the baseball tavern.
No, there was one man. Dozens, literally, I'm not exaggerating, dozens of people with custom Red Sox jerseys and player t-shirts that did not have the name of a player. It was like their name or their nickname.
You know what? Right.
Which was odd to begin with. Then a guy walked in full authentic uniform, head to toe.
You know they have theme games? Like
the home whites.
Yeah. The home whites,
you know
yes.
They have theme games? Like, you know, it's going to be Star Wars. That was like weirdo day.
Older gentleman in good shape.
Felt like you were at a dead concert.
As a manager of the team. People stopped and looked at him because they thought he may
thought
actually be on the staff.
Yeah, he thought he was Bill Lee.
Crazy.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Into President of Basketball Operations, Brian Colagino, who...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The one we have. It's the one we have.
Hey, Colagino, come here, take these peaches to your
mother. You've been getting a lot of mileage out of that this week.
I know, and once he gets fired, it will probably die.
Yeah.
I hope so.
AC, take these peaches to your mother. Your money's no good.
Yeah, don't ever insult me like that.
Hey, Pete.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Thank you, Gordy.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, Gordy. You sure that wasn't Dan Rather?
That was Hardy being thanked at the end of an interview on the golf show. Thank you, Gordy.
By a fantastic man.
Great guy.
Great instructor.
Guy.
I don't care if he was a bad man or fantastic man. He still called you Gordy.
That makes it funny.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The Kings pick plus more at a minimum.
The only thing off this roster is Rozier.
Sorry, that? Those crunchy carrots are distracting me.
How is that? A good carrot?
Can't hear him.
Can't hear him. Bertrand, 98.5, Sports Hub.
Sounds like a horse. You know, if you ever go feed a horse? Oh.
Yeah, if you missed it, just Jim, do you
give
just
again,
have
Jim.
The carrot crunching?
Yeah. Like gnawing on wood.
We told you it was audible.
I couldn't hear that. I had the mic up. That's the vibration through my head going on air.
The vibration through your head.
So he got the mic away from his mouth, but it's picking it up through his bones, is what he's saying. Can we just move?
Big teeth.
Can we just go?
It was just
one?
That loud.
Please.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I can't forget I'm not in love anymore. I keep forgetting not to look at the moon.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Now it's a shtick. Now it's a gimmick. Now he's doing it on purpose.
That was intended there. Yeah. I don't know why the other one came out.
I keep forgetting.
Was the other one my sister's in town?
Let me take a walk
with my sister.
Because my sister's in town.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You would get rid of Kyrie.
Facilitate
to
LeBron?
LeBron.
Yes.
What? Right now.
Right now.
Zoe, would you do it?
Today.
What? Do what?
Never mind. Jim, would you do it?
No.
Neither would I.
Do what?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You wouldn't tell me, so forget about it.
How to tell when the hosts aren't listening and don't care?
I don't know. The second ask indicates he does care.
Because
he wanted
care.
To know what he was missing.
Felt like
out
I was out on
well,
something.
Yeah.
You were. We were having a good conversation. You should join in. Feel free to join
in. There
was
like 18
time.
Different scenarios
on
like,
the Zolak and Bertrand show.
Yeah.
Feel free to participate.
Oh, okay. Play
now
the next one.
Now he's pissed.
Struck a nerve.
Now he's pissed.
Struck a nerve.
No, we got a minute left.
Struck a nerve.
Last one.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
With the real fruit juice and Dunkin's new frozen lemonades, just one sip and you're on your way, baby.
That's it.
Price of perfect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I went through the drive-thru today on free donut day, and I went up to the lady and I said, hey, that's it. What do you want? That's it.
You think that's it could be the new sneaky good?
No. Sneaky good is.
That's it.
That's it.
Coming up next, the Sneaky Good Sports Show.
That's it.
Belger Maserati up next.
All right, boys.
Hey, Zoe, have a good weekend. All
right, guys. You too.
Have a good weekend.
See you guys.
Enjoy prom night and all that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yard looks great.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Bye, Mass.
We'll talk to you Monday. Belger Mass coming up next. Bye.
That's it.
Seamstress for the band.
So she's a sewer.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty-eyed.
She's got nice eyes.
Pirate smile.
Pirate smile? Arr.